During the voyage of the Beagle, Charles Darwin was often overcome by seasickness and discovered that nothing but lying in his hammock did any good. This remedy, lying down with eyes shut, is one of the most effective for treating motion sickness. The idea behind this remedy is that motion is only one part of the problem. Lying down certainly does not negate the motion, but closing one's eyes does help the brain to respond to it. Motion sickness is caused by conflicting impulses that the brain receives from the eyes, the inner ear, and pressure detectors in the skin and joints. This explains why many people have difficulty reading in a moving car. The brain needs to respond to discordant messages from the senses. The eyes are focused on the steady page, while the body is jostled by the bumps and twists of the road. Likewise, many people experience motion sickness in the interior cabins of boats, where the sensations of rising and falling contradict the stable visual cues. When traveling, motion sickness can be reduced by strategically choosing seats where the least motion occurs. However, because it is difficult to minimize motion, many remedies try to reduce the other impulses that contradict it. When traveling in a car or boat, looking at the horizon often reduces motion sickness. Likewise, when traveling by air, watching the plane's wing can help orient the brain. Many travelers also benefit from wearing specially designed bracelets that stimulate pressure sensors in the wrists. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Stephen Wolcott with help from Joseph Steinmetz in psychology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.